Well, I think it's an incredibly important issue, and it's something that I've worked on for a while. We've made some great strides. You know, we passed the prescription drug monitoring program, and we've seen great impact from that. But as good as that has been, we know that there is so much more that we need to do. And so today, I was very proud to stand with my colleagues in support of a package of legislation that I have two bills as a part of that. One of those pieces of legislation would allow our emergency medical service providers to leave behind a life-saving dose of naloxone. Now, they were doing that previously, and the Department of Health said, you can no longer do that. You don't have the authority to dispense. And then the governor declared a disaster, and they were empowered to do it again. But when we no longer are under that disaster declaration, our emergency service providers will no longer be able to do that. So, very important piece of legislation to empower our local emergency providers and give them the tools and resources that they need to save lives. The other piece of legislation would allow MCOs, managed care organizations, to query the PDMP, the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program. And so what we know is that people who are on Medicaid are 10 times more likely to be addicted to an opioid than the general population. That's devastating. How do you ever work your way out of poverty facing the struggles of addiction? And so this measure will help to prevent addiction, and it will also get people into recovery and eventually save taxpayer dollars, because by preventing addiction, we don't have to pay to put people through recovery. So two really important pieces of legislation, and both of those bills came to me through local people that I represent who brought those issues and concerns to me. So the 28th Senatorial District once again is having a great impact on our Commonwealth.